The multiply, and they was a small, they grew in a cluster.
I was going to ask about that, about the small ones.
Yes, now, ma'am. They grew in clusters.
Would that be the kind that you pull the whole thing and eat?
Yes, ma'am.
Top part two?
Mm-hmm. Well, with the, and then we had the shallots.
Well, now, what else would they grow? You mentioned a lot of things. Do they, Did asparagus and carrots and broccoli and cauliflower and...
Cabbage.
Did they raise cabbage?
I've seen the Frenchman raise cabbage. You couldn't get in a water bucket. You'd think it was unreasonable, but he did.
Oh.
What he did, he taken fresh fertilizer out of the lot from the cattle, mm-hmm. put it in a barrel of water, mm-hmm. and let it stay a couple of days. And then he had a big old sprinkler, and he'd fill that sprinkler full of that fertilized water, he called it, and sprinkle it. And that's the reason they grew so big. He kept his garden fertilized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And watermelons, oh my stars.
Lots of water.
The biggest thing I ever saw.
Oh, what about okra?
Yes, ma'am. That, we had that too.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen any red okra, but they have it now.
Oh.
I'm going to find me some just to look at it for curiosity.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they have it here.
Well, I haven't heard of it.
I haven't seen any of it yet, but I'm going to be curious enough to find some of it.
Well, what about, did you ever see any fruit that was dried?
Oh, I wish I had a penny for every bushel I've helped to dry. Dried apples, dried peaches.
Mm-hmm. What would they call those little pieces of things that were dried?
Oh, well, they would be... halves of peaches when we take the seed out and put them on a big scaffold in the garden in the sun. It would just be a half of a peach when we started with it.
And you put it out in the sun?
I put it out in the sun, and when it get dried, it'd be all, just dried, and the outside real brown.
Uh-huh. Then did it get kind of all, what's that word, I can't think of the word.
I know what it is. I know what you mean. I know what I want to say.
It's all
dried.
I don't want to say wrinkled. I mean to say.
Well, it is when it gets through, and it's almost cooked. The half a peach when it gets dried and like it should be, ready to bring in out of the sun. It is kind of
shrimp. I can't say.
Shrivel.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, that's what would happen to it, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
it? Now, what about, if you wanted to get peas out of the pod, what would you have to do to them?
Bust them with your fingernails.
Uh-huh.
Green, mm-hmm. ready to can or to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have the thrashers. But in my time, when I was real little, a baby coming on from a baby up, they put the peas, dried peas, mm-hmm. on a big blanket or a big sheet or something. Great big thick piece of cloth, spread it out. Put a big pile of peas here, and then they had what they called pea sticks.
Mm-hmm.
About this long, mm-hmm. and about that big around. And they'd fix it smooth at the handle, at the end, so you could hold it. And they'd beat the peas out like that till they got them all out of the hull. But as I came on up, they got the pea shallow.
Uh-huh.
Pea thrasher, they call
pea
them.
Pea thrasher, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, now the green ones, though, now you'd have to just...
Just sit and pull them by fingernails and pull them...
Did they call that shelling?
Yes, shell them by hand, but they've got the pea sheller now.
Mm-hmm. That shells
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Everything had to be done the rough way, hard way. Hey. Well, I enjoyed that, too.
Yeah. Well, what about now the type of bean... That you don't have to shell, that you eat the whole pod and all.
That means a snap green bean.
Snap green bean.